Okay. Now, and you say if your hand gets infected, it will
swell.
Yeah. And do you, does the expression, if a person is goes out hunting, let's say, and can't, he has, you know, it's an itchy trigger finger or something, but he can't wait, you know, and he doesn't. Do you ever use the term buck fever? Does the term buck fever mean anything to you at all?
Mm-hmm. Not at all.
All right. In a blister, you have you wear a new pair of shoes and you get a blister in on your heel. What's in the blister? What do you call that stuff in the blister?
It'd be pus too.
Even if it's perfectly clear and just. How about if you're working, you don't wear gloves and you're using a shovel or something like that, you get a blister that would turn into a callus later.
You get a blister.
And what's in that blister?
Pus, which is what I've heard it called.
Okay. Person was shot by someone shot someone with a rifle and he suffered a bullet.
A wound.
Yeah. Do you know the expression proud flesh? This is something that they don't use it much anymore. They use methylate and things like that now, but they used to use, this is something they used to use on sores, and they put it in salt. It's in salt. It's one of the properties of salt.
Yeah.
Iodine. Yeah. And something that's used for curing malaria, treating
malaria. I don't really know.
All right. You know what they sometimes call
Professor Schwab's
tonic? It's sometimes called something else. Some kind of water.
Mineral water or something like that?
What?
Mineral.
Starts with a Q.
With a Q. Quinine water.
Okay. And a person is no longer alive. You say yesterday or last week he
died.
All right. Any veil term? You might go up to someone. You might.
Not want
to
say.
I'm sorry to hear your mother died. You might say.
Passed away.
All right. How about a crude term?
A crude term.
Yeah.
Kicked off.
All right. Any others?
Kick the bucket.
All right. And if you're talking about someone who died recently, you say I don't know what he died.
Died of.
All right. And a place where a person is buried is called
a graveyard.
All right.
Yes,
are there any other terms?
For a graveyard? A
would
cemetery?
Would you use graveyard? I mean, they're out of the graveyards?
Yeah. Or cemetery or something like that.
Either one, though, would be equally.
Yeah.
I mean, in town here, someone, you'd say, where is one? Is there one nearby?
There's one across the street. It's an old one, though.
Okay. Now, would you be more likely? Well, that's interesting. Now,
because
that might be why, because that's an old one. I mean, do you make a time? I mean, if some developers came into the town and they built one of these, do you think you'd call it a graveyard?
Probably a cemetery.
Okay. That's interesting. Because the proximity here probably has something to do with your choice of words. Because you think something that the body's placed in after
a coffin.
All right. The procession and that they have after someone dies is called
a funeral.
Yeah. And the family is in
mourning.
All right. So it says, "How are you?" And you don't feel special. You say, "Oh, I feel
all right." Pretty good.
All right. And if someone seems to be awfully troubled about something, you say, "Everything will be all right. Don't
worry."
Yeah. And if people get pains in their joints, you know, knees, wrists, elbows, and say they're suffering from
arthritis.